You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed can sometimes be accompanied by hand gestures, which your sister may find offensive, but you think are hilarious. There's one in every family. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your top-down, wind-in-your-hair, Saturday morning automotive thrill ride. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, but right now, love us on Zoomer Radio.
Good morning, Amy. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. It's a lovely Saturday morning. We've got an interesting show. My usual co-host, Al, is in Daytona, because there's a car race going on, and he's apparently having a good time. So Al's not here, and we have Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance and my buddy Sam Carlegian from famous on YouTube and TikTok and whatever else.
Oh, yeah. All over social media. Well, I'm happy to be here, man. This is pretty exciting. Talking about cars, eh?
Talking about cars, talking about RVing.
Yep.
And we have a couple of guests on the show as well. So we have our pal Adam Rupel from the Drive Festival, which is coming up in a couple of weeks at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. And it was funny, I was at the racetrack, saw Adam across the paddock and didn't even get a chance to say hi. So we're going to get a chance to talk to him today. And as well, we have Dale Robinson from AutoWatch Canada. But he's got some cool anti-theft car technology to
talk about.
Yes,
the Ghost 2.
Yes, yes. But we're going to talk a little bit of about RVing with our pal Amy Bradley.
Yes, exciting. A lot of things are coming up.
Yeah, and it's always exciting to have you here, Amy, because, you know.
Thank you. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know. Nothing. Hopefully nothing offensive.
No adult supervision. No.
That's true. It's going to be a different kind of show today. We got, you know, Steve is away, Al's away, so it's just us.
Yes.
It was good, man.
Good times.
Yeah, so it was a beautiful week. I was driving a convertible all week.
Lucky you.
Yeah, it was. I got a little bit of sun. I got my moisturizer and my hat, but hey.
I saw that coming in. I was like, oh, I need both your jobs. I have my mom mobile. I'm still coming.
It works, right?
Yes, it does.
Yes. Well, and when you're a mom, you kind of need all those seats in an SUV.
Yes.
Summertime is the best time to actually book those press cars, because that's when the good ones come out. And you get all these convertibles, then I'm like trying to pick which one. I'm like, okay, which one? And I always have to go back and check, like, have I reviewed this one or not? But then it's just like, well, it's a convertible. We had the SL 63.
Yes.
And I'll tell you a funny story quickly on that one. So my wife is like, we need to take this for a drive down to Niagara-on-the-Lake. I said, sure, but, you know, we have a six-month-old baby. And I said, I know it does have the position for the car seats, but... for the baby seat, but I said, I don't know if we'll be able to fit this thing. And then I figured, you know what? If we put the top down, we should be able to. Nope.
Didn't fit. Still didn't fit.
Like, this is not a family car. Right. This is not a family car.
And you know, Mercedes loves talking about the fact that this new SL, as well as the new GT, which is a replacement for my race cars, it's a 2+2. And it's really not.
It's not.
Like, it's a 2+ bags.
Yeah.
Like maybe a piece of luggage or something. Yeah. Shopping bags.
Yeah, that would work. But you have to have the top down, because otherwise how do you put the stuff in the second row, right?
It's
it's a whole mess. But she's like, you're trying this. And I said, I'm trying because I want to show you. And I said, we'll take Ben as well to see, because it was perfect weather too. Nope. Nothing. Couldn't fit. She had a horrible time in the back because we drove like 5 minutes with it. So we're going back. We're done.
No, it doesn't work. Now, I did the dumbest thing ever, which was drive my race car on the road last week for Woodward Dream Cruise.
Yeah,
do not recommend driving full-blown professional race cars on the road. But, you know, that's another story. Anyway, you're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio, not with Alan Gelman, because he's at Daytona and enjoying the NASCAR race. We've got Amy Bradley from Wayfair. I got a question for you, Amy. And of course, we've got Sam Carlegian here as well. But you brought in some stuff with new branding. What's Orbit?
I did. So come October, we are going to have a branding change to Orbit because we've acquired a couple of other lifestyle brand companies. Mm-hmm. So now not only do we specialize in your RVs and collector cars,
yep.
we now have your motorcycles and your boats. So we have brought in Orbit because we have everything, so we revolve around you and all of your lifestyle.
That's perfect. What a great name.
Yes, it is. And it's good for me because you never know where I am, so I'm orbiting around Ontario.
That's true.
And Canada.
That's true, and I've run into you in strange places.
Yes, before. You have.
Yep. Yeah, in real life, not just in the radio studio.
No, that's exactly
yes.
it.
Yes.
I'm like Pokeroo, I just show up.
Well, the summer is nearing an end, Amy. So what's going on in the world of RVs?
It is. So there's a bunch of things coming up. There's actually, it is your Canadian Camping Appreciation Week from the CCRVC. So what that is, it's your last camping at different campgrounds across Canada. And when you go onto CCRVC, which is your Canadian Camping Recreational Vehicle Council, they're going to give you a whole bunch of campgrounds that you get discounts at because it's Appreciation Week.
Interesting.
And then some of the proceeds from that goes to care camps. So this is where kids get to enjoy camping while they're in doing cancer treatments and get to actually be kids. So it's an awesome, awesome thing to get out and to enjoy. And you also get those discounts at the different campgrounds. Plus, now's the time you start looking for deals. Deals on, because if you know me, you know I always like a good deal.
Always,
I'm pretty cheap.
Amy.
Anything in my pocket is awesome. So you want to look in for folding chairs. Because if you're like me, I buy chairs. Ask my husband or ask my dad. He's always like, Amy, where's my chair? I'm like, Dad, it's okay. Uh-huh. Gotta throw in Dad. And you want to make sure, because there's a lot of 2022 trailers, motorhomes, the RVs that people are trying to get rid of.
Okay.
Because your 2024s are coming in and you're going to say, Amy, because you know we have that guaranteed replacement coverage on our units.
Right.
Would I get that on a brand new 2022? Absolutely you do. So if a tree fell on it, you backed up into a tree like Dad does, you're still going to be covered. Sam, he does. You will have to meet my dad.
Amy, well, actually, you don't want to meet him on the road because apparently he's very dangerous when he's behind the wheel. That's what Amy says. I don't know what he says, but Amy says
okay.
so.
I insure him.
Even so.
I can't imagine the premium on that. Like,
that's right. They'll insure anybody for the right price.
Right.
Yes, we will. And so you want, so there's actually the Toronto Fall RV Show, which is going to be the weekend right after Thanksgiving. So there's going to be a lot of deals, and that's where you want to get your trailers. We're going to be there showcasing our new Orbit. So come by, stop by the booth, get some new stuff, meet the whole crowd, because we're not changing. We're still the same people. It's just to bring in to let you know we are all of our lifestyle brands.
Yeah, because, you know, people who have RVs who, you know, do this stuff, that typically will have boats as well. And
absolutely.
You know, side by sides, which we're going to talk about with Adam from Drive Festival in a little bit.
Yes, right? And I'm going to be there.
Oh, yes, you're going to be at Drive
yes.
Festival. We'll talk about in the next segment. But
yes, we will.
It's always exciting at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, there's always so much to do there. It's
yes.
so much fun.
Yes.
But do you know what? Even though, you know how we're talking about the trailers, and we're talking about camping. A lot of people ask and are starting to do the winter camping. Can you do winter camping?
I suppose you can. I wouldn't have thought about that.
Yeah.
It's a little cold for camping. I like snowboarding in the winter.
Have you ever done that behind a snowmobile?
No.
Anyway.
No,
well,
no, that's too dangerous.
Out in the country.
Do you insure that, Amy?
No. Tuck and roll. No.
So winter camping.
Winter camping, yes. And there
people actually do that?
Mm-hmm. It's starting. So there's campgrounds that are open all year round. The first one that I know of is actually Mew Lake in Algonquin Park.
Okay, that's where I go off-roading.
Yes, yep. See, and it's nice out there. In a couple of weeks, you're going to see the beautiful leaves.
Yeah, yes. We always go with like two cars because you just never know, you can get stuck right somewhere.
Oh,
and
yes.
I love to like push the limit. I took a Subaru, was it a Forester or something like that, and I got stuck and I had to call my buddy Justin.
And
I said,
pull you out?
Yeah, with his Tacoma. I was like, hey, yeah, man, I did it. He's like, tell me you didn't go alone. And I said, I did, because it wasn't much. He's like, Sam, it's just, it's the first thing you do is you have a second car. And I said, I know, but there's very little snow. There's like an inch. He's like, it doesn't matter.
Nope.
Ice, Sam,
yep,
builds up and you're done. And exactly that.
Yep.
Yep. That's
horrible.
Exactly,
I love
it.
Those areas though. Just off-roading.
Yep.
Oh, it's yes.
Fun. It's
a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, but always go with a second car. I learned that lesson as well. But you know what? I mean, I learned that lesson the right way because I did have a second car in one situation. But that's another story for another day.
See, yeah. That is, yep.
I've done lots of off-roading in all parts of the world and especially love it in Southern California. But anyway, we've got Adam Rappel from Drive Festival coming up, yes, next right after the break. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance and Sam Car Legion. And joining us on the line is my pal, who I saw at the racetrack this week, Adam Rappel from Drive Festival. Adam, Drive Festival is coming up in a couple of weeks. What is going on?
Oh, well, the excitement's building and people are getting ready for the third year of Drive Festival presented by Mobile One at CTMP. So it's exciting. We're in crunch time.
Yeah, I'm sure. I was surprised to see you at the racetrack. I figured you'd be busy planning, but that's what you were up to this week, doing a little bit of work getting ready for the event.
Yeah, actually, I was there in the morning with Kia. So they brought the new Kia EV6 GT, and I did some testing to see how much battery we'd use for our EV6, our Aviva launch pad. So we're going to be taking people on rides and full acceleration rides in the new Kia EV6 GT.
That's going to be fun. And how did the testing go?
It went really well. We were actually amazed at how little battery we used. We did 28 launches in 30 minutes just to sort of recreate. We've got five of them coming, so they're going to be circulating and taking people for rides all weekend long. So we need to make sure that the batteries were going to last, and it was actually a great result.
That's fantastic.
I must say, Adam, it's Amy from Wayfair. We've been there every year you guys have started, and when you say they take people for test drives, by golly, do they ever take people for test drives. So it's so worth the wait to get signed up. I'm just saying.
Yeah, thanks, Amy, and thanks for your support for the last 2 years. It was it's been amazing working with you guys.
Oh, you're most welcome. But I must say, they even have a collector car. Like when you go up top your hill, there's all kinds of cars everywhere. So when Adam was even talking about you get to test drive, you have your off-roading cars. They also have the racetrack, your exotic cars. Like there's literally everything there.
Yeah, it's an incredible festival. Adam, I mean, succinctly, for someone who hasn't heard about Drive Festival, how would you describe it?
So I'd say it's combine an auto show with Disneyland. And it's an amusement park for car enthusiasts.
That's about it. And there, I mean, in addition to, you know, seeing some amazing cars, there's a lot of things for guests to do. And, you know, obviously going for rides in the EV6 GT electric Kia and doing launches, because that's going to be a lot of fun. But there's a lot of other experiential things that guests can do.
Yeah, including you can go in an autocross course with Demi Chakas ride-along. We also, Kawasaki, we just completed our side-by-side course. So they're going to take ride-alongs on Kawasaki side-by-sides. And then also we have our, like, off-road test track. We've got our EV6 GT, the Aviva EV launch pad. We have just a lot of, like, the Dream Car Speed Run, the Mobile One Dream Car Speed Run, which kind of pulls the whole event together because you get to see all these exotics and vintage cars racing up the hill all weekend long.
Yeah, and you have a new one coming up, too. Your Overland Park, where I'll be situated.
Yeah, and that's super exciting for us. We've seen an explosion in that scene with the off-roading and camping and real that outdoor experience. So we're amping up our off-road track to include overland clubs. And also, I believe there's going to be ride-alongs on full off-road vehicles as well. And you can also test drive from Nissan, Kia, and Toyota.
Yeah, I even know Can-Am, they are like your Cadillacs for your Airstreams. I know Andy's team, Dan, is bringing his Teslas and his Airstreams that people can drive and test drive your Tesla pulling the Airstreams.
Oh, that's very
cool.
That's
amazing.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So, hi, Adam. Sam here. I had a quick question. What did you think of the EV6 GT?
Oh, I loved it, actually, and spent 40 minutes driving it, and I was super impressed. Even this, like, steering wheel and the seats and everything else, it's a very upscale vehicle.
The launch control on that thing is pretty insane, eh? Like, neck snapping, like that. If you're not ready for it, like, that thing will hurt you, like, really bad, because those EVs, like, all-wheel drive and all that instant torque, absolutely insane.
Yeah, and doing it 28 times, I'm a performance driving instructor at the track. But even I started to go, I don't know if I could drive this all day long doing 0 to 100 kilometer hour launches over and over and over again. So they are going to get some professional drivers, but they're going to have their work cut out for them driving those all day.
Yeah, those things are pretty awesome. And, you know, they're you can get in trouble with those pretty quickly. Like, especially, I love driving those, especially around the city, because I have these guys and trying to, like, cup off. And I'm like, buddy, are you actually...
you can't out-accelerate.
By the time you press the gas pedal, I'm like, I'm gone. By the time your brain even thinks about cutting me off, I'm like, I'm gone. Because those things are absolutely ridiculous. Off the line, just... insane. That EV6 GT is extremely quick.
Yeah, so awesome. Just for context, that EV6 GT is a performance EV. Adam, if people want to learn more about Drive Festival, where should they go?
Go to our website, drivefestival.com.
And tickets are available?
Oh, yeah. And get them before August 31st and you save some money.
Excellent. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance and Sam Car Legion. And we've got a special guest on the line, somebody unexpected.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Hi. Who is this?
I'm Lucy Frechette, and I work with Amy at Wayfair Insurance.
Hello, Lucy. She's my boss. She's awesome.
Well, there you go. Amy introduced me for you, everybody. Are you surprised to hear me, Amy?
I certainly am.
Okay. Well, there's a special reason why I'm here. I'm here because we wanted the listeners to know something about Amy. Just so you know, just this week, she was recognized by the Ontario RV Dealers Association, in short, the ORVDA. And once a year, they select a recipient for their annual Associate of the Year Award. It's a really prestigious award, and they give it to someone who's made a significant long-term contribution to the RV industry in Ontario. And this year, they selected, you guessed it, Amy Bradley for this honor. Congrats, Amy.
Congrats, Amy.
Congrats.
Yes,
that's
thank
amazing.
You very much. I was quite shocked, actually, to get the award. I was up against some pretty strong people, so I was like, oh my gosh.
Lucy, I'm not surprised, because Amy is so passionate about her work, and it's part of her life as well, so I'm really not surprised.
No, and Amy, you deserve it. Like, let me tell you why I know it's absolutely fitting that you got this prize this year. I see, and others around you see, how dedicated you are to your partners and your customers. Like, all the energy you deploy doing everything you can to find solutions, because you're determined to help people. But not only that, but you do it with your, how can I put it? Your everybody can hear it in your voice, your smile, your positive energy. Like, Amy, again, I'm thrilled for you, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I must tell you guys a story. So when I received it, I didn't say anything to Lucy. I just sent her a picture, and then that was it. I did, and she knew right away. I was like, oh, I got it, Lucy. I got it.
Amazing. Congrats.
Well, we're very happy for you, Amy. And Lucy, thank you very much for taking the time to call in this morning.
You're welcome. Have a good one, everyone.
Thank you so much, Lucy.
Bye, Amy.
Bye. Okay, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's fantastic. We spoke yesterday.
Did you?
To set this all up.
I had no idea.
Yes, because you're awesome, Amy. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I was quite shocked, but I am that employee. I literally did. I didn't say anything. I just sent a picture to her, and she called me right away. Yeah.
But
it was,
I mean,
awesome.
You know, RVing is part of what you and your family do.
It is.
Including your dangerous father. But
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's genuinely, this is part of your life.
Yeah. Well, we've been camping, living the lifestyle, even the collector car, like my dad with his 38 Plymouth when I was little, playing in it. Now I understand why he was so mad when he would be shifting gears. I was like, oh, my bad. But that's okay. I grew up. And I understand now because my kids jump in the 66 F-100 and I'm like, get out of the truck.
Right.
But, and we all, like, we went camping just in Algonquin Park because every year we go to Whitefish. And all of my siblings, because I have three older sisters, mom and dad, everyone has a trailer. But unfortunately this year, we sold our trailer. I think at the beginning of the year, I let everyone know the kids grew up. And just to let you know, you can never get the trailer out of our lifestyle because it might not have been a travel trailer, but we camped in a cattle trailer.
A cattle trailer?
A cattle trailer. Cleaned it out.
Uh-huh.
You know, you should have seen the looks with us coming through the park with a cattle trailer.
Were they expecting cattle to come
know.
Out of the trailer?
I said, this is just funny, haha, but I said we should have put the kids in the back when we were driving to the campsite. But that's a country. That's redneck camping 101. But I wasn't sleeping on a mattress. That was the line I drew. But so I took Carson's bed out of the house.
But you see, those are some of the experiences. Like, as I said previously, we go off-roading. And, you know, we go around, like, certain areas. It's like you don't even get phone signal around there. And I just, I love that. It's peace. The air, it's cleaner. Although the last time I went there was because of the fires, all the thing came all the way down. It was pretty horrible. But generally speaking, and talking about RVs, my wife sent me a video yesterday on TikTok and she goes, you got to watch this. And I said, what is it? Then I saw the Mercedes. So it was a European RV. They use those Mercedes trucks.
Yep.
$1.6 million.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And it was absolutely insane. I mean, we're talking next level. And even for the environment, had all these batteries inside.
Yes.
It had a Mini Cooper, which the host was like, it said the name of the city as if the city made the Mini Cooper. And I'm like, dude, you got that a bit wrong. And I'm like, that's actually the city name, and it's just the dealership in Dusseldorf, I think it was one of the cities. Anyways, but it's just amazing. And you know, one of those things you can enjoy with your family. You go on the road, and it's such a different experience. And I said to my wife, you know, down the road, we'll probably buy one and just have it there. Like my in-laws, they have one in Ireland, but it just sat there. But you can just take it anywhere pretty much. It comes with wheels, but it's like an actual RV style. And it's amazing because those things, you know, they cost a bit of money to maintain them, of course, but not as much as a house.
No,
like,
that's,
you know,
exactly,
like, that's true. But 1.6 million, this thing had everything inside. Like,
they do.
Everything.
Because it's a lifestyle. It's your home away from home.
Exactly.
So you want to make sure. And it with us, people would say, oh, would we insure something that high? Absolutely. It does not matter with us, the price. We've insured $3 million motorhomes.
Interesting.
We've insured $5,000 motorhomes. Of course, those are older ones. If they're old, then we need a safety, propane, pitchers, all that fun stuff.
Right.
Even the travel trailers, because there's some Grand Design fifth wheels that you're up to like 300,000.
Sure.
Wow.
But it is like literally your home. You pack that baby up in the springtime and you just keep on going. Take it out.
Yeah.
Load up. And the winter camping.
Yes.
So now there is a true four-season trailer.
Okay.
Because a lot of people were winter camping. And you know what? Freezing's not covered within a policy.
Okay.
Okay.
But you get this true four-season. Actually, Great Canadian RV in Peterborough is the only one I know of that has it. It's your Alta 365 because it's 365 years. So it is actually really made for true camping for 365 days a year with our Canadian weather.
Yeah, I can see those being popular because I know people who travel with their trailers all year round.
Yep.
And they're going from here in the depths of winter to Florida and back.
Yeah, absolutely you can do that. The snowbirds.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to go because come October, November, they're heading down.
Yeah.
And then you can leave it there. Are you covered? You are with me.
But that's why I bought a station wagon as we're going down to Florida probably in January. But that's the other thing. I was like, oh my God, I can't buy winter tires because if I'm buying winter tires, I can't drive to Florida.
Well, you can.
Sure you can.
Well, I know, but you basically wear them faster than normal tires.
Yes,
because of the heat, right?
A little bit.
So I said the Mercedes came with the all-season tires, right? But the problem with insurance is that if they find out that you're driving all-season tires, well, they don't like that because they want to see you in winter tires. So I said,
you do because you get a discount now.
Exactly. It's like mine was like 5% or something, which is nice, right? It helps. But it's also very safe with winter tires. Like my old car, the last one I sold, the M3, the F80 M3 was rear wheel drive. You know those brands, like crazy amount of horsepower and all that. But it's just, you know, I was thinking about that. And I said, we might go to Florida. I need to think about the tires because tires are so important. And I know you can drive all the way down there, but you're also wasting gas. One, two, you're wearing those tires much faster than normal, like all season and all that.
That's true. Well, yes. You know, we can help you out because on Dave's Corner Garage, Triangle Tire is a sponsor.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes, they are.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking for a set for sure.
I guarantee you they've got some winter tires that'll fit your C300 wagon.
Yes. That would be perfect.
Talk about tires. A lot of people, when they're trailering or even their motorhomes, because you're here now and again, sometimes people forget to check them. And I say, because I'm guilty of it once, and the spokes were coming out. That's a no-no. That's really no. But it's coming to that year when you put away your trailers, you start checking your tires, you start checking the car, you have to start doing your due diligence to make sure you put it away properly.
Tires are huge.
Huge,
and people don't even know that they have an expiry date.
Yes, they do.
Because I bought my Mercedes, the dealer, and this is the other thing too about sales guys in the automotive industry and like sales, they say, well, they look good. That's not how you look at a tire. A tire has an expiry date. You have to read all the codes. There's all those codes in there. I'm like, they mean something. And I said to him, these tires have another year. He's like, but the threat. I'm like, forget about that. I said, it's the expiry date. It's so important because those things can really blow up, especially if they're kept for too long. And if you drive them different seasons too, which I'm assuming the previous owner did only use all season tires on that car.
Probably.
So
exactly.
I said, you know, you got one a year, maybe year and a half or something off left of this, and I have to change them. And then I'm like, you better start talking to your manager about that price.
Yeah. Well, my dad always says, use the quarter rule. You know, the quarter you put in between, and then if you can see it, you're like, oh, get a new tire.
That's a very smart way.
Rule.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's not just for you know, the vehicle you're driving, whether it's a, you know, passenger car or a truck, but the trailer that you're towing as well. And, you know, for me, I like to rent boats in the summer. I just rent them because it makes a lot more sense than buying one. That's a whole other story. But even so, I'm always checking the tires on the trailer. Thankfully, every situation I've had, that people have been looking after
that's
the trailers.
Good.
I did have a boat delivered once to the cottage. That was lovely.
Did you?
That's nice.
Yes, that was lovely.
I didn't know they did that.
Oh, there's some places.
I guess it's like RVing. You can get anything you want.
Anything you want. It's just a matter of how much you'd like to pay.
Well, that's right.
Yes.
Well, this comes down to the price.
Yeah, well, that was a Cobalt little sport boat with a 350 in the back. So,
nice.
Yeah, they delivered that to the local marina. It was lovely.
Oh, gosh, that would be.
Yes.
That's a fun summertime go.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
I haven't had time to even go out boating.
Yeah, me either.
Nothing.
No, that's not true. I have been out boating.
I haven't.
That's nice. Lucky. I haven't. I've been just working. And, well, I was on vacation. My father-in-law in Ireland is like, we have a boat. Do you want to go for it? I'm like, you know what? Just another day. It's just like, it's hard as getting there ready and prepared and all that stuff. I said, just another day. But, yeah. I miss boating, for sure.
Well, if you do get a boat, you know where to get insurance.
I'll call you all, for sure.
call Amy directly, Wayfair Insurance. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance and Sam Carlegion. This has been a fun show. But joining us on the line is Dale Robinson from AutoWatch Canada. Dale, what is going on?
Good morning. Well, we don't seem to be curbing the theft on vehicles very well around the province, that's for sure.
No, that's par for the course in my neighborhood. People don't like leaving their expensive SUVs in their garages, and they disappear all the time.
This is very true. The beauty of our system is Ghost. To put Ghost in AutoWatch Canada's system in the simplest terms is our system puts a vehicle's computers, electrical systems completely to sleep. This is the easiest way to explain it. No frequencies to scan, and it makes it impossible to hack any of the factory wiring systems or computers in order to start the vehicle. The vehicle is not drivable at all until you enter a personal PIN code, very much like your bank code. Now that is the easiest way to explain our system.
Yeah, it's perfect for those folks in my neighborhood who don't like parking their expensive SUVs in their garage. And I hear about it all the time in my neighborhood. They disappear all the time. And it's not like we're talking about an old school kind of theft. It's with technology. And
absolutely.
You know, it's all computers and tech these days. And your product Ghost 2 kind of, you know, basically solves that problem.
Yes, we have over a million installs worldwide, and we have yet to have a theft. You want to steal the car, you're going to be towing it away. The beauty of Ghost is it's a passive arming system. It self-arms itself. So there's nothing to set as you leave it. It'll automatically keep arming itself until you enter that personal code. Once you exit the vehicle, it'll re-self-arm itself. We're one of the phony companies since 1997. We were approved as a mandatory system with installs in the Manitoba Public Insurance Program. We're the only company. We're the first company to achieve UCL status, and all our systems are completely registered install systems. We do many of the major police forces around Ontario, all over Canada, RCMP, OPP, all their vehicles, or majority of their vehicles are equipped with our systems.
And this system can be installed on any vehicle, is that right?
Everything's changing so fast, but there's virtually no cars we can't do, whether it's hybrid, whether it's Range Rover, Ferrari, we do Porsches. Range Rovers are huge right now. You know, these expensive cars, you know, going missing is causing a problem, causing an insurance problem, you know, causing problems for people that are having these vehicles stolen, having to go back and buy another one, premium increases. It's insane.
Hey, Dale, Sam here. Quick question. There's a lot of new cars coming out. It's like, are you guys prepared for these models that are coming in? Because now they also, every time they update like the systems and all that, like, can you actually fit these safety systems you guys sell that to protect these new vehicles, like a 2024 model, like a new Mustang, for example? Although Mustangs seem to not be the ones that they're going after. They're going after trucks like the TRX and all that. But let's just say a new model coming out.
We are completely up to date to 2024. There's always a curve where it takes a little bit of learning, but our technical department back in England and our technical department over here in Canada is on it 24/7. This week alone, we did 3 TRXs.
They're so they're hot, yeah. Eh? They're very hot. A buddy of mine, his just got stolen. I wish he would have known for about your system. Like, this is in Montreal at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We did some of the first Cadillac, the new Cadillac Escalade diesels. Nobody can do them. This week we did 2 of those. Last week we were the first ones to install for big automotive group in Toronto. The new Sierra diesel Denali, the fifth 3-liter diesel. Nobody had installed one of those. So we are blessed with people that are very, very technical. All our installers are criminally background checked, as well as they're all electronic experts. You know, these guys go through a lot of training. Our support is huge on our back end.
How long does it take to install one of those? Like, let's just say if I brought my truck in and I don't have one, but let's just say I had one and just brought it in. And how long does it take? An hour, 2 hours, a day, or what are we looking at?
Well, we ask the people for a minimum of the day, 5
okay.
hours. It's a very, very technical install.
Of course.
I mean, we work with all major manufacturers, so we're able to get into the computer systems of the car and add this level of protection. So, like I said, it's a very, very technical install that we take our time, very, very methodical install, no rushing. We ask people not to stand over us or even wait. We ask them to drop the car.
That's amazing. Do these systems have sort of a GPS built, or the job of the system is just to lock the vehicle, or does it work as a GPS in case you have those crazy ones that will tow it and then just take your truck? Because I'm sure, you know, now they're being very creative. I've seen some, the latest are where they bump into you and then they come out. But like, let's just say someone just tows this massive TRX of 7,000 pounds. On the way to somewhere where they will bring it. But can you, is it, does it work as a GPS system as well, or is it just to lock the vehicle?
No, we have a GPS system that is available.
Okay.
I mean, we, you know, myself, I have a little bit of a saying is why track it, prevent the theft in the first place.
Good point.
Once the car is gone, it's gone.
It's gone. You know, That's true.
These tracking systems are awesome. They will relocate the car. They will recover the car most of the time. But the damage is done.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a history on the car now that it's a theft recovery. You go and try and trade your 2023 Range Rover into a Range Rover store and it's been stolen. So our system, yes, we have a tracking system. Until you enter your code, this vehicle will not move. Gear shift can be locked.
That's amazing.
The system is completely shut down. The easiest way to explain it is the car is 100% to sleep until your personal PIN code is entered.
And, you know, we talk about car theft all the time, but and you know, some people think it may be a victimless crime, but it's not that because, you know, especially today when a lot of premium cars are not available, there's a shortage of them. You're not going to be able to replace it quickly. Mm-hmm. And with an increase in car theft, ultimately, those of us who have insurance policies are going to be paying for it with this increased premiums.
Yep.
We're constantly getting notices of increased premiums. I mean, we work with almost every major insurance company. We're sanctioned by most. We're one of the very few preferred install systems in these vehicles. It's a real problem. We have customers waiting 6 months to get new Range Rovers that have been stolen.
No, for sure.
At least.
Yes.
Yeah, at least. Oh, we got F-150s that are over a year.
Wow. Dale, if somebody's looking for more information, where do they go?
The easiest place to go is Auto Watch Canada. Just go to our website on Auto Watch Canada. They can call me direct, or they can go to my website, which is stealthmotorsports23@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Dale, thanks very much for joining us. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance and my pal Sam, Car Legion. And we've had a fun show. Amy, you're going to have a fun weekend, I think.
I am. Right after this, I am going to be driving to Flamborough because tomorrow is the Ford Mustang show.
Hopefully you see the new Mustang there.
I
haven't seen it in person
down.
Yet. You should.
Okay, so I'll take a picture if I see it.
And if you see one that has a dark horse, like actually a dark horse, check that one out because that's a very cool
one. That's the cool one.
I have that one in order to be delivered. It's actually just built.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know if I'm going to keep it or not. I'm questioning. But yeah, you should check out. Yeah, I actually just got an email from Ford that says your Mustang has been built. Because they give you a tracking number based on the VIN and the order number and all that. So I'm still debating between that or the Mach 1. Remember the Mach 1?
Yes.
Amazing. So they're kind of like similar into that.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more because we can talk about a whole day. But yeah, if you see the new Mustang, check it out.
Yeah,
it's quite interesting, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if Ford does bring one. They were around at the Woodward Dream Cruise last weekend.
So yeah,
it will have to be there because this is the. I was talking to Mark Lane. He's the one running it all, putting it all together, and he says this is one of the. He believes it's one of the largest Ford collector car shows. In Canada.
It must be there.
So
then.
It says all product lines 100%. Are going to be there. So your Lincoln Mercury's Mustang.
No, they don't make
it. So it's actually the Mustang
Mercury's
Association
anymore.
Putting it all together.
So yeah, that I'm 100%. So just check it out. If
okay.
you take it for a spin too, it would be interesting. I'm waiting to see how that thing drives.
I think it'll be pretty good. They've got a great engineering team over
they
there.
They do. And it's not totally different to the S550. So that's interesting. Just like bigger screens inside that I saw so far. But you just check it out. I'm interested to see that one too in person.
Oh, I will be. There's going to be probably over 500 cars showing up.
Wow.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yep.
That's amazing.
And then next week we'll be at the Limestone collector car in Kingston.
Nice.
So we're every weekend, and then we hit Drive Festival.
And then Drive Festival at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park.
Yes,
so if you want to meet
will.
Amy, she's at shows for the next three weekends.
Car
I told
show.
You, I'm like Pokeroo. I just don't.
Yes,
I'm
car
there.
Shows. Car I'm a bit shows. Jealous. I'll tell
yes.
you that.
Yes, like, well, the car shows, and then the RVs with
yes.
the Teslas and pulling the Airstreams.
Yep.
I'm actually going to try that because I've never pulled a Tesla with the Airstream.
That, well, that'll be interesting.
I know.
That'll be interesting.
It'll be a cool YouTube video to watch.
I know. Be, you're like, here you're comes like, Amy. Beep, beep.
Like, I mean, Teslas are one thing. We're not going to talk about that. But I really like Airstreams. They're super
yes.
stylish. They're
yep.
so cool. They're
they are.
So cool.
I call them the Cadillac of the trailers.
Interesting. Why is that? Like yeah. just like the luxury oh, part or?
The luxury and
the
they
design,
last.
Right?
Oh, well, the design
yeah,
and they the, could, last.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Cadillacs
still,
have a different.
Well, I know. I shouldn't say that. Cadillac. Just,
I'm not going to say too much, but let's just say. I'm like, okay, that those two words, like the luxury and last.
Or,
well, let's go.
After
let's
the
go.
Show.
Yes. Let's go with luxury and design.
That's yeah, it. Yeah. Just stick with that.
Design.
Yes.
Now, Airstreams are pretty cool. I have a couple of friends that have them, and they're just they're so cool. And my yeah. grandfather had one when I was a kid.
Maybe we should start reviewing RVs, Brian.
We could.
Yeah.
You know,
I always have a need for RVs at the racetrack.
Yep. And they're bringing some of the motorhomes. So you were talking about the Nelly, the motorhomes. I'm drawing a blank.
The Sprinters.
Mercedes.
The Mercedes. Yeah.
They have some of those, and I don't know if they're going to bring them. And I believe Can-Am, they were waiting on last year, they were going to bring in the motorhomes with the batteries. So
oh,
I
yeah.
believe it's
yeah.
coming. I don't, it will probably it be in the January shows,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I'll have to ask Andy. Yeah.
What's the most expensive RV that you have either driven or been into or seen, or like the most expensive you've seen, and it's like this thing is absolutely insane in your mind, like not necessarily just the value of it, like financial value, but also like
which
this,
one?
Yeah,
that's kind of tough to say.
Oh
so
my god, the list is
the
long.
Hitch House. The list, yeah. So the Hitch House had a Newmar Mountain Air. It was almost $3 million. Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, so at
our,
that's a 1,200 square feet apartment in Toronto.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly
and you
what
know what?
That
there are, it was better than your Prevost.
Okay.
Yeah, that's saying
so
something.
Your Prevost,
that's interesting.
The Prevos, everybody has Prevost at the
I
racetrack.
See them everywhere.
At the
yeah.
racetrack, they're
yeah.
all
they've
over the
got
place.
Them.
Yeah.
This, you got to get the Hitch House because they used to have them, but then they switched to the Newmar and... Because you know the Prevoses, they change every year. There's
yes.
always something changing, and then if you have an issue, you have to have the right. But yeah, so equivalent. But Prevoses are still gorgeous.
No,
I'm not going to complain if someone wants to give me one.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
If someone wants to give you a Newmar or a Prevo,
yeah,
you're not going to refuse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Not going to deny it.
And you insure them too.
I'll insure it. Someone better pay that insurance.
I'm assuming you get a discount for working for this company, like for you as an employee. That would be pretty cool. Like, would
yeah.
Be,
but oh, but not
we'll
her not
about,
her dad though.
No, not my dad.
No, he's got a high
out.
Premium. I
no
bet.
No more. But if you are a member of the Explore RV Club, talk about that.
Okay.
You save 10% off your insurance.
Oh.
At Wayfair.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then. Drive Festival. You also get discount on tickets for Drive Festival. All the shows, campgrounds across Canada, not provincial parks, because we all know you don't get a discount with provincial parks. But yeah, you're lucky.
Oh,
it's
I know.
True.
It is true. I know.
They want your money, honey. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I actually did.
But
get,
I still go.
I did get a free provincial park for all in. I think it's in Canada. So when you become a Canadian citizen, after you get your certificates, you
yes.
actually get that. And I said
nice.
To my wife, we need to explore. It's pretty much all the parks in Canada.
Oh, that's great.
That's fabulous.
I know, that's pretty
amazing.
Have
you taken advantage?
The problem was that at that time, first of all, we were traveling a lot with my wife, so we weren't in Toronto as much, or in Canada for that matter. So, but we did go to a few parks, I remember. I'm trying to recall, but we did use it a couple of times up in Milton past. There's a park around there. I forgot the name. But yeah, we used it a couple of times. But yeah, every new Canadian citizen gets that treatment.
That's awesome.
It's
so you get
nice.
To enjoy. Well, actually, you know Algonquin Park already.
Yes. Well, I actually live there most of the time.
Oh,
I'm always
yes.
traveling now.
Oh,
I love the off-road.
Oh,
I love beautiful. The off-road experience.
Well, so beautiful. If you get a chance, get out there. The leaves are starting to change.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Amy Bradley, Wayfair Insurance, thanks for joining us. Thanks for making the big trip to the city. Sam Carlegian, thanks for joining us. Yeah. Where do people find you? On YouTube, of course.
YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, I'm everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just not on Facebook much, but like TikTok and YouTube. It's just video creation, right? That's what we do, but yeah.
Which are awesome. I checked them out. I creeped them. Isn't that what it's called?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, I got to thank Adam Rappel from Drive Festival. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. And Dale Robinson from AutoWatch Canada. Thanks for listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for having me.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.